It's Wednesday with Wiser, and despite it being back to school in the dog days of summer, I'm going to take a little breather and tell you all about August 15th, National Relaxation Day. Let me make some suggestions for you. There are some places that you can just sit back, relax, and unwind, and to the sounds of island music, as you and up to five of your friends cruise the tropical waters of St. Pete. The St. Pete Tiki Tours, well, this is an incredible way to relax and have fun. And you can explore the waters of Johns Pass, Gulf of Mexico, and Boca Ciega Bay. StPeteTikiTours.com is a wonderful way to just unwind. August 15th, National Relaxation Day. Go online to RadioStPete.com or my Facebook, Nanette Wiser, and tell me where and how you're going to plan to relax. Will it be sipping some wine at intermezzo? Will it be perhaps walking around the edge and just hanging out with Patty at Pieces of a Dream? Such a quiet and spiritual place to be. Or will it be Paradeco coffee and just sort of listening to the sounds of your favorite Jay by the Bay or some other host on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM? Whatever it is that you choose to relax, do it with Radio St. Pete. So moving on to all of the fun around town, Leo Kaki and Julian Lang at the Biltmore Capitol Theater, Deep Purple coming to the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe on the 15th, the James Suggs Quintet, Saturday, August 17th at the Palladium at St. Pete College. They're going to deliver an iconic tribute to Miles Davis, and it includes Chicago bass star Christian Dillingham and also the amazing Jeremy Carter on saxophone, John O'Leary piano, and Mark Feynman drums. Mark Feynman also plays with La Luca, and we're going to be interviewing him on Radio St. Pete Lunchtime Conversations. And y'all come down to the Southern Hospitality at the Palladium August 16th. You know, this is a terrific band. They were created, you know, compromised of lap steel guitar master Damon Fowler of the Damon Fowler Group, guitarist J.P. Soares, and keyboard player Victor Wainwright of Victor Wainwright of The Train. So that's going to be incredible. Also coming up at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, a schlep over to that side of the bay, is August 16th, Chicago with Earth, Wind, and Fire. For those of you who don't know, the Reese Brothers, local boys who are now, you know, grown up, they are related to the Chicago, and so there's a local connection here. Tonight, Wednesday, Zach Bryan is on the Quitting Time Tour, and he's at Raymond James Stadium. And of course, our Bucks, go Bucks, preseason Saturday. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Over in Largo, the Grand Bonnet with the Marco Mendoza Band is September 27th, Central Park Performing Arts Center, and Damn Straight on October 20th. In Pinellas Park, Tapestry, the Carole King Songbook, is going to be at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. And I encourage you to visit some of the we love downtown, we love the Palladium, we love the Mahaffey, Duke Energy Center for the Arts. But there are so many incredible venues. Safety Harbor has John Nemeth at the Safety Harbor Art and Music Center. Grant Peebles and Friends will be there October 12th, Safety Harbor Art and Music Center. And, you know, at downtown, if you love rock and roll, and our friend Anna Hummel, who's often our producer in studio, loves herself some Janis Live, and 49 Winchester will be there September 21st. Mad Caddy, September 22nd, Chromeo and the Midnight, September 24th, and it goes on and on. So if you love music, you need to get your tickets now, September 25th through October 20th, for Ring of Fire is going to be presented by the American Stage. And Fable is on right now in Freefall, a musical feud between two stars, Gypsy Rose Lee and her sister, plays out like Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, but almost better. Also coming up at Janice is Lawrence on September 27th, and at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, an annual favorite, Benice, at the Mahaffey. So there's a lot of stuff going on. The Buena Vista Social Orchestra, September 30th, another Mahaffey must-see. And my personal favorite, Tori Kelly, is at Janice Live October 8th. So, you know, the summer is hopefully drawing to a non-major hurricane draw And it is time now to take advantage and get tickets for all of the incredible things that are going on. I want to tell you some other things that are going on in Freefall Theater. In addition to Fable, Guitars Galore, the Al Downing Jazz Association, will be on August 30th. And Six Guitars featuring Chase Padgett will be September 20th. Of course, Gecko Fest is coming to Gulfport. Lots of things going on. There's the Gulfport Gecko Poker Crawl, August 17th. Participating locations are the Gulfport Brewery, Neptune's Tiki Bar and Grill, North End Tap House, Peninsula Bar and Cocktails, and Hurricane Eddie's. Always a fun time. And then, of course, Gecko Fest at the end of the month. And if you're feeling hippy-dippy after being a Gulfport, I suggest you head out this weekend to the Tarpon Springs Hippie Fest. It's free from 2 to 9, and it's on Dodecanese Boulevard in Tarpon Springs. Wear your tie-dye shirts. Get into a hula hoop contest. Oh, my favorite, Ronnie D and the Superstars will be there, 3:30 to 5. Greg Roy and the Pressures, 5:30 to 7. And the Black Honkies, 7:30 to 9. You cannot have more fun than that. Also coming up at the Mid-Florida Credit Union is Dan and Shay on August 23rd, 30 Seconds to Mars, 8:24. Stone Temple Pilots, 8:28. Jane's Addiction and Love and Rockets, 8:29. And 9:01 Imagine Dragons. And speaking of dragons, the Florida Orchestra will have How to Train Your Dragon with a performance coming up in September. So go to Mahaffey Theater to their website and check out all of the things Florida Orchestra also has. It's coffee talks. It's a gay old time. Let's head up to Ruth Eckerd Hall and see what's going on there. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in concert, September 4th. Imposters of Rock, 8:31. The Australian Pink Floyd Show on 8:30. Buddy Guy, 9:14. Shrek the Musical, 9:26. Marlon Wayans, 9:27. Unfortunately, Pete Davidson on September 21 is on hold, and we wish him well as he attends to his mental health, and he'll be back. So Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Cafe, I want to call this out. Megan Trainor, September 2nd, and our favorite, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on October 6th. The St. Petersburg City Theater just had Little Women the Musical, and on September 20th through the 29th, it will be Play On. The Strauss Center, you know, there's so much coming up there. I could go on and on. POTUS is 9-4 to the 29th. The Tampa Bay Theater Festival Short Play Competition is August 25th. The Geyser, September 11th. The Boy Who Loved Batman, October 1 through November 10th. And also coming up is the Great St. Pete Cupcake Contest, free admission, August 24th. And that is from noon to 3. The Gecko Ball in Gulfport, August 24th. It will be sold out, so get your tickets now. And Gecko Fest on 8:31. Sip, Chat, and Paint at the Gulfport Senior Center on 9-9. And on September 15th is going to be Spitfire Comedy. It helps raise money for the new Gulfport, the new Senior Center, and Gulfport Foundation is helping with that. We'll have Spitfire Comedy in studio. We cannot wait, and you'll hear more about that. I want to mention some other things at the Palladium. Our friends, Clearwater Jazz Holiday, Special Engagement, Jazz in the World, August 23rd, Tito Puente Jr. and the amazing Fred Johnson, Selwyn Birchwood, August 24th, The Ultimate Tijuana Brass Tribute, August 25th. Hot Tonic, September 6th. September 7th, Daniela Soledade. And September 14th, Trace Zakur. Coming up this fall at Coachman Park at Bay Care Sound. September 20th, Squeeze and Boy George. The 26th, Melissa Etheridge and Jewel. And then the 27th, Clearwater Latin Jazz Festival. Now is the time to get your jazz tickets for the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, October 17th through 20th. It's Back to Your Roots in Coachman Park. Please go to their website and check out what's going on there. I want to encourage you to really support the museums, especially this time of year. It's hot on the weekends. The kids have homework, but the Glaser Children's Museum in Tampa and Great Explorations Children's Museum, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and, of course, the Tampa Bay Watch Pier Discovery Center, all great educational and cool places to get out of the heat and get the kids into the swing. The Museum of Fine Arts still has True to the Tenth, Quest for Color Photography through the 22nd, Lizzie Bugazzos and Lonnie Holly, through the 15th, and Skyway 2024 through November 3rd. Also a new museum executive director, and we'll be interviewing him in our studio. This Wednesday, get on the Haunted Trolley with Dr. Brandi Stark at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. Also October 10th, The Ghosts of St. Petersburg with Dr. Brandi Stark. You can hear that on our website under the audio blogs with Rui Farias, the executive director of the museum. Also coming up is at the James Museum, a new show. I can't wait to see it. It's opening this month. It's a different kind of Western art from the U.S.-Mexico border, icons and symbols of the borderland. I'm going to see it on August 24th. I'll report back on it. It highlights the blend of indigenous Mexican and American heritage through large paintings, collages, neon photography, and sculptures. It takes a look at reoccurring motifs and deeply reconsiders Western art by claiming borderland and Latin American art as key components. That's the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art. So many great activities there. Please check out the Tuesdays with live music and all of the events going on. And hey, if you want to really relax, get to the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association every Monday, 7 to 9 at the Hangar. And it is always a good time. And also coming up is the Suncoast Dixieland Jazz Society at the Cove Key Golf Club. That's going to be on the 15th is Alan Vache and Friends. And on August 18th, the Jazz Fools. So Wednesday with Wiser, we encourage you to hang out at local places. Tomcats Jazz Orchestra, the Blue Parrot, Monday, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Maybe you'll see Anna Marie over there, one of our wonderful jazz friends. And we can't wait to see you in our studio virtually. Come and see us, wiser86@gmail.com. If you have a great event, let me know. And that's it from Wednesday with Wiser. Check us out online in the Let's Go Guide and on RadioSaintPete.com.